Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the wonderful things about today's gospel is that it is so comforting. Comforting, Father, how is it comforting, you might ask? To say the world is ending, that people will be thrown into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. All good questions, but if we consider them in the light of what is happening all around us and in our very own life, it's truly good news. The first point Jesus makes is that the world is ending. For those who think the world is a marvellous, fulfilling, painless place of communion and unity and peace, this is not such good news. But I don't think there is any such person. Each of us in our life suffer. You might think you are alone in that, but of course that's not true either. Since God's creation, our ancestors Adam and Eve broke communion with God. Our world has been broken from communion with the one very being who gives it order, peace, and fulfillment. So the world around us has been in constant natural turmoil ever since. And you and me, our very days and hearts and flesh have been marked by brokenness, by the negation of good, which is evil. So to tell us this fallen world will not last forever, that he himself is coming to end it and draws us to himself is wonderful news. I will not be like this forever. I will soon be freed and healed. The second thing Jesus says is that he is merciful. We might feel like panicking when we hear the world will end, but the state of my soul and all that kind of thing. Jesus says today, all you need to do is repent. I'm giving you that time. Those of us who are sinners, he doesn't want to pull us out straight away. As he says, and the servant said, do you want us to go and weed it out? But he said, no, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them growth grow till harvest. A third piece of good news is that Jesus is going to judge us. Of course, like before any exam except a bit more, we might be concerned. And certainly none of us has any right to be saved from the natural consequences of our sins. But the good news is that, at last, finally, a perfect judge is going to give us a totally accurate judgment. All the misunderstandings others have made of us will simply be blown away in the wind of the judging spirit who blows through all things. And I will have justice, probably more than we want, but it will be good, being in the hand of Jesus. This means then that hell is not only real, but also good news. Jesus makes this shockingly clear today. The Son of Man will send his angels and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that provoke offences and all who do evil and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Those who do evil, and there is plenty of it in public today as well as in private, and stubbornly or proudly don't repent, sure justice is coming which cannot be shaken off by any bribe or ideology or earthly power, but also the just will shine forever. The virtuous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Listen, anyone who has ears. Let us listen, repent in confession, and spend our days doing good. Let us pray. Show favour, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.